Okay, just after saying that literally Hashem rules everything in this world from the beginning of time, we lost internet just showing me, reminding me that this year and everything else needs Hashem's constant bracha. For 1 second, you can be on this year, and 1 second later, you can literally be offline. So I want to pick up. This reality is not just showing that Hashem is mastering and governing over all of us. We ourselves are Hashem's desire. Hashem wants us to be alive, so we're alive. And if you go Hashem against Hashem, you're going against the reality of the world. When a person contemplates and cogitates and thinks about this reality, it should cause a tremendous closeness and love and connection to Hashem, which is incomparable. Because if our actual eye is dveikus l'ritzayin v'dibur kacho, is Hashem creating us, and therefore we are Hashem's being, and we're connected to Hashem. That means we're super close to Hashem. There's nothing close to us. We are Hashem's creation. We are Hashem's desire for us to be in this world. And if we, our reality is exactly what Hashem wants from us, v'chishikas ava, v'chesed, v'kiris, is there a bigger kiss of love and kindness and closeness more than this? You should call rega, because every single second, reitze ha'bayre umamsis etzmetziyoso, where Hashem is bringing us into its existence. There's not one millisecond where Hashem, so to speak, not thinking about us. It shows Hashem's love. Every second, He is creating us and bringing us into this world. Etzem mitzius ko abriya. The whole reality of everything that's created is love, kindness, v'chiba yisera, and a tremendous connection and love from Hashem. The lama in ken. So why is this unique to the Jewish people? Lama in ken isyach yisrov avazu. Why us? And the answer is there's a difference ben shlita ubalas, between ruling over ownership, lekrisis bris ava, between that and the establishment of a covenant of love. Shlita ubalas, government, ruling over ownership, is maspik shavu mekoich tzad echa greda, takes one owner, one ruler, one person, to do that, one side. V'miyesh koch shulton, if you're the owner, if you're the ruler, if you're the governor, you're shaylet, u'balam v'yachol af lachrich spalus, and you could utilize and force your ownership on others or things, or your power. Aval brits ava, a covenant of love, tzarech shiyavo mishnei tzadim, it has to come from both sides. V'afilu miyesh shvara, even if there's one, there's a rationale, so to speak, that you have to love somebody without any boundaries. If it's contrived, if it's not, okay, I have to love the person, but it's not there. It's not a bris ava. It's not a covenant of love. We know, on a crude example, in marriage, if one spouse shows love and the other doesn't love it, maybe even they portray, but there's no real love there, then it's not a covenant of love. Bris ava zed davar she'ef shalach reich l'kof. You can't force a covenant of love. Shekul lavo rak mikol charatzin. You have to desire it. It has to be real. Shegam toimer re'ena kam Hashem yisparach oivascha. You say, oh, Hashem loves you so much. He's giving you existence and he's clinging to every second. If you tell to a child, your parent loves you, gives you so much, and the child, chas v'shalom, God forbid, doesn't love the parent, it's not there. That relationship's not there, even though that in theory, that should be a natural relationship. If you don't want to return the love, in concrete bris, then there is no covenant. There is no creation of a covenant. Krisis bris, you cannot have a krisis bris. Shebris mitoich hachach pashut. Ein ze bris klal. If I say, love me, or else. That's not a covenant. That's not a relationship. A relationship takes two sides. A loving relationship takes two sides. V'nimsa shebe'emes v'korom hay lehan la'umas z'chus b'krisis bris ha'shabas lo pachas b'Israel. In theory, all the nations of the world should have the same opportunity for this bris, this covenant of love. Shem gam kem chudash v'isparach. They're also created from Hashem. Umitzil v'isparach yesho gam eleyam ava v'divekis b'lisof. And therefore Hashem loves all of His creations, Gentiles, goyim as well, without limit. Haprusha kol metzias. Hashem loves all of His creations that way. V'lachin k'shabar k'shabaruch lesa teres ha'shabas. She klal kol ha'teir v'ashar l'kas ha'teir. When Hashem went to give the Torah and Shabbos, because Shabbos is the general rule of all of Torah, and a gate to get into, elichras bris imbruyov, and to forge a covenant with His those who created. Hachzino v'kodesh baruch hu kol umos. You know the matter says Hashem first offered the Torah to all of the nations. Shalom zchus b'Torah. They also, in theory, have the opportunity of Torah, just like all of us. Aval kevan, however, since efshar lachriach al krisis bris, you cannot force a covenant of love. She'olam v'kodesh baruch hu mitzreitzim and mitzidam lahashem abris lahaksu avi lavi sparach. V'eniu kol kulam b'ivaltim hashanam. We know the marriage says that all the different nations, those who were murderous, they didn't want because it banned murder the Torah. Those who were thieves, they didn't want it because it banned stealing. Those who lived lives of lewdness did not want it because the Torah prescribes all kinds of acts of lewdness and immorality. And they all said no. Of Am Yisrael, but the Jewish people, my niflu pashut. That they said, not to this. We want the relationship. Whatever it takes. We don't even have to hear it. We want the relationship. Nasa v'nishma. Shama mala alisho maksivim. We need to know the details. The main thing is the relationship. If you love somebody, if you're in a relationship with a spouse, you don't need to know every single thing. You want the relationship. Shilat tzorek said, tzorek shenishma hatzanai la'ava. The people realize we are, our whole reality is Hashem. We too, we want this relationship without any tonight. Elanasa will do it, and then we hear all the details. I want to be a yid. I want to keep a Torah. I want to keep a relationship. I want the relationship. And therefore, since Shabbos is the bris of Ava, it's the covenant of love. Not only was it not given over to the nations of the world, they're warned, you can't keep this. Kamosha Amru Chazal, as the Medrash says in the Yalkut in Kisisa, Goy Shishamar Sashabas, Achlo Kabal Asamila Chai Misa, a Gentile who keeps Shabbos, that doesn't have Mila, not converted, Chai Misa is liable for death. Umar Isa Loimer Mishamar Sashabas Chai Misa. Why are they liable? Why, again, to go back to the original question, why so stringent? Why are they liable for death for keeping what should be also something they should do? And also an opportunity for a relationship. Omer Mechia Bar Abba, says Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Menoik Sheva Olam, the general reality of the world is that a melech umatruno, a king and his wife, his maiden, somebody who's his intimate, Shiyoshvinu Masichin Zanzel, are sitting and having an intimate relationship conversation. Mishaba, if some non-king, not a non-prince, not a child of the king, not a relationship of the king, comes Machas Roshupinim, right? So if it's being intimate and sticks his head in between them, of course you're liable for death. You're totally inappropriate, totally out of place. Kacha Shabbos. Shabbos today is the Eis Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ben Yisrael. It is the sign, it is a relationship of Hashem and His children, the Jewish people. Shemar Beini Uvem Bnei Yisrael, between me and the Jewish people. Oisi, it's a sign, the sign of our covenant, the sign of our relationship. Lefichach, therefore, Goy, unless of course they convert, we always, Judaism, if you want to become a sincere Jew, Judaism, well, you'll be fully accepted. We don't exclude any race or creed, right? If you want to become a full Jew, you're totally welcome. You know, but if you're not Jewish, you can't do this. A Gentile who gets in the covenant between us and Hashem, in between our intimate relationship, conversation, closeness, is liable for death. The main reason a Gentile can't keep Shabbos is because they're breaking the covenant. It's a personal relationship, intimacy between us and Hashem. The Amru Chazal, therefore the Talmud says in Be'a, that design, Kol mitzvah shenasna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, every mitzvah that Hashem told Jewish people, Amalam Beferhaze, gave it to us, or Naslam Beferhaze, he gave it to us publicly. It was publicly, so to speak, given over to Klal Yisrael, Jewish people. Chutz, except for Shabbos. Shenasalam Betzina, that was given over privately. Shenamar, again, Beini uBen Yisrael, it was intimate between Hashem and the Jewish people. Ois hi le'olam. Shabbos hi yichur ben Hashem yisparach. La'am kachos, like we have a yichurum in a wedding. Who goes in the chas and the kala, the groom and the bride? Shabbos is the yichur between us and Hashem. Uvesimchasam lo yis'arev zar. And with their simcha lo yis'arev zar. Begam hilcha Shabbos. Mishkafas es maimir hayichur ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu im kol echem Yisrael. And the laws of Shabbos, the halachas of Shabbos, magnify the closeness, the oneness between of the relationship between Hashem and His people. B'zesha Shabbos hanikra netzara kriya b'sefer b'geres mova b'toyru v'tzarech nefesh. Shabbos is not a time where we're not allowed to write documents on Shabbos except for Torah or necessary things. Business documents, that type of stuff. Or books which are particularly not during the Shabbos. Why can't we these documents, your taxes, whatever it be, it's gezerah that you'll get involved in business. Right? It's a gezerah, you'll come to write, you'll come to do a business. That's the technical. It's a decree. If you start writing documents, you start going to menus, you may want to change the menu, you may want to do things. That's what the gezerah, the decree is for, the rabbinic decree. Aval be'emes, but in truth, yesh kan oimik galdol. V'ashkacha kol mitzvah Shabbos is also a deeper understanding for the essence of Shabbos. Shabbos is this, you know, when you're on a date with your spouse, when you're being intimate with your spouse, right, and certainly physically intimate, you're not dealing with business. It's a time you and your spouse together. Shabbos is the time between us and Hashem. Lo yitachin es asik v'shum inyan. Can get involved in your taxes, in your business, about buying houses, about your weekday chores, even about menus and changing things. This is not the time on Shabbos. Al-Kain al-Dibra ha-Amr, Shoyi-Dibracha shal Shabbos, we know that the Navi says, you shouldn't talk about things on Shabbos, but you talk about on the weekdays. Of Yerushalmi, Amru, the Talmud, Jerusalem Talmud says, Omer Rabbi Chanina, on a high level, Rabbi Chanina says, Midoichik just say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos to other people. Chazal Allah, but it was hard for them. Again, we're our reality is that we say people Shabbos. Happily, that's where we're holding. But the point is, in theory, it should be just us and Hashem. Now, again, if you don't take a Shabbos to a person, you don't converse, you, in our day and time, that would be certainly wrong. But on a pristine level, nothing that takes away from the relationship, right? I'm sure you've all had experience. You go to a nice restaurant with your spouse, or with your parents, whoever it may be, and you're in a serious relationship, and somebody walks by. If you get up and talk to them, it's a chutzpah naira. You're in the middle of a conversation with your spouse, right? Or with someone who you cherish. You're going to get up and forget about the person you're with, right? This is not the time for that. Certainly, if you're being more intimate with your spouse or holding whatever, like, this is totally inappropriate. K'mo b'mashal shel chazal al melech matrina, again, going back to the medrash that I mentioned, the Yalkut before, by king and his maiden, sheyoshvin, that they're sitting and talking deeply into the tekeh, and a person, a czar, some stranger, sticks his head between them. He's not just rebelling at some level against the king, he's breaking the intimacy between the king and his maiden, a kol shekinin, with his wife, the queen. Imagine now the queen goes and starts talking to the king, and starts talking to a random worker in the palace, forgave the king. Kamaj is Seisr, takes away from the relationship. Right? It takes away from the closeness. The Kira Harba, Sha'al the Ma'it says, Atzma Prapa Shabbos. Now, that's why Gentiles shouldn't do it, because they're not part of that relationship. At one point, they had the opportunity, but they're not married now. They did not value the relationship to do it. They were worried about the details, and they didn't like the details. Klal Yisrael were Avnei Mitzrayim, were freed. All they wanted was the closest to Hashem. On that note, for you and I, who have this bris ava, says of Pinkus, v'kor harba, very often happens, sh'adam maitzitz atzmo, a person has time. It's the off day. Why doesn't he utilize the time? Hayakarim ma'ay, which are very precious. The Torah v'lavayda, to serve Hashem, to learn Torah, to daven better. V'kasha la'alios yoyishav batal be'efes ma'ise. V'arom l'nafsham im bein kach eni lomer keis. Right. If you're not learning, you're not going to a shir, whatever it is. What's the big deal then? I'll just, I'll read about the presidential election. I'll read a novel. I'll play Monopoly or Trivial Pursuit or backgammon. I'll kill time. I'll have leisure. I'm on the MS. Besides the loss of Torah. Sometimes a person can even break Torah law. Yesh pesam yuchav b'shabbes. Heres v'churma is a kedusha matzav kedusha yesh b'shabbes. Because no is kedusha yom. Again, this is at a level. He says you're really coming against the intimacy of Shabbos. Now, the Shulchan Aruch itself says if a person, it makes them happy to play a game or do something which is permitted, you're permitted. But if that's the focus, imagine it's your wedding night. You're going to go ahead and sit there and play backgammon, not with your spouse, but with some waiter at the hotel. Are you nuts? Are you crazy? Right? It's a time where the focus is on. Now, many people, I shouldn't say, can't sit and learn and say Zmiras and Davin the whole Shabbos. So, okay, but to the extent that we can, if you're going to read a book, it should be a halakha book. It's not a weekday book. Right? Again, it's all about the relationship. Right? You're on a date with your best friend, with your spouse, with Hashem Kav Yachol. With Shabbos is that relationship. It's. I'm not saying it's forbidden to read but it's not the point. And I'm going to be very frank. Some people tell me, Mamish, my Oynik Shabbos, My enjoyment of Shabbos is to read Mishpacha or Ami or Hamadiyah or Yeted. I'm not going to talk about whether those are amazing or not. I don't think they're all, ones I mentioned, amazing. to have some value, some definitely not value. But let's say you enjoy reading one of those magazines, or newspapers, and gives you, that's what you do the whole Shabbos. You read Mishpacha. Now you're telling me some Divrei Torah there. Okay, but you're reading articles, sensational articles, or news articles mostly. And again, there is value. I read the news. I know the news. I'm not telling you there's not a value. I'm pretty worldly myself, for those who know me pretty well. I write history. I think that, but this is not the thing for Shabbos. This is not the focus on Shabbos. And if you do it a little bit because it gives you pleasure, fine. But don't lose focus on what the main idea of Shabbos is. Avam Yoyeshev ki yashin dami. If a person sits there, like sleeping away, it's not breaking Shabbos, not breaking the laws of Shabbos. V'chay shalatzah in a korah b'davar zemenei sh'ach shav Shabbos. I'm not going to read this. It's not Shabbistic. Or it's not the point of Shabbos. It's not business papers. It's not. I don't need to know about the election this week. I don't need to know, by the way, on Shabbos, about Israeli moves in the United Nations who have no love for us, or even the battlefield, right? You don't need to, unless there's something breaking news which affects your davening, right? You don't need to need a paper that came out 2 or 3 days ago, what it's saying and political analysis, or you don't need to read Mark Twain's book from 140 years ago on Shabbos, right? So you say to yourself, I'm not going to, it's not my relationship right now. It's not the time for this. I'm not going to get into a conversation about the election or about my vacation to wherever I'm going this summer. You know, again, I'm not. If you have Shabbos guests, you have to have conversations. You have to be normal. But it's not the focus of your day, right? You know, and certainly if you have Shabbos guests, it's not, you're going to say Divrei Torah and sing Zmiras. It's not going to just be purely a mundane conversation. It's Shabbos. It's the relationship between you and Hashem. And it's great you're doing Hachnasas Orachim. That's a huge mitzvah. And certainly if the person needs the meal. But it's a Shabbos meal. It's not a Tuesday lunch. As Advekis Hanoira, and then if you have this, you have intimacy with Hashem. A connection to Hashem. Machas Etzuma Shom, because the day is all about our covenant with Hashem. We are Yidden. And Jews keep Shabbos, but it's not just the laws, it's the relationship. Umachmas Kumos HaMitzvah, when you keep the mitzvahs, Zohar Shema Shabbos, the culture, you remember Hashem to sanctify it. And the sanctity is all about having the connection to Hashem. Certainly we're obligated to keep the Torah laws and the rabbinic laws of Shabbos, but the point of it, the deeper meaning, of course, is the relationship. Without the halachas, there is no relationship. You're not in a relationship where you break the laws of the relationship. But just to have the laws without the relationship, or just to not break anything and not to do anything, certainly a yid, we who have this bris ava, we're missing out. Again, I thank you for your patience when you lost me, due to Hashem reminding me, and to extend all of us, that even this year needs Hashem's rachamim. Not even, of course, this year and everything else, every second. It's a good reminder for Shabbos itself, and I wish everyone a good Shabbos, and take advantage of the opportunity. Good Shabbos, and me and Hashem will pick up next year.